Good morning. It's April 30th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a defining moment for the cryptocurrency world, Bitcoin's fourth halving event on April 29, 2024, has dramatically reshaped its landscape, making it officially scarcer than gold. This pivotal event has not only halved mining rewards, but also intensified the demand and value of Bitcoin, signaling a new era for its market dynamics and investment appeal. The lead-up to this historic event saw the launch of spot Bitcoin ETFs, igniting a surge in institutional demand that far outstripped the daily production of Bitcoin. Institutions were acquiring Bitcoin at a rate 20 times greater than its daily supply, a frenzy that contributed to Bitcoin reaching an all-time high price before the halving took place. This remarkable demand, coupled with a diminishing number of coins available on exchanges, underscored the growing scarcity and value of Bitcoin. Facing reduced mining rewards, Bitcoin miners have been quick to adapt. They've begun hoarding Bitcoin, leveraging AI technology, securing advantageous hardware contracts, and turning to alternative energy sources to maintain profitability. Additionally, they are capitalizing on increased transaction processing fees achieved through Bitcoin ordinals and Layer 2 solutions, strategies that are helping to mitigate the financial impact of the halving. The halving event has had profound implications for Bitcoin's status as a store of value. With its inflation rate now below 1%, Bitcoin has become scarcer than gold, reinforcing its appeal as a reliable and exclusive digital asset. This scarcity, along with the strategic adjustments made by miners and the explosion in institutional demand, is poised to shape the future of Bitcoin, ensuring its place at the forefront of digital currency and investment portfolios. In a world where traditional economies battle inflation and slow growth, Bitcoin's performance tells a strikingly different story, outshining major currencies by a staggering 99.5%. This phenomenon raises pivotal questions about the future of digital currencies in challenging the established financial order. As the U.S. grapples with decelerating GDP growth and escalating inflation rates, Bitcoin has charted a path of remarkable volatility and growth. Despite the U.S. dollar's decline in value against Bitcoin, marking a 99.5% decrease since the cryptocurrency's inception, Bitcoin has surged nearly 800% against the dollar over the past 5 years. This trend is not exclusive to the dollar. The euro, British pound, Chinese yuan, Japanese yen, and Argentine peso have all significantly depreciated when pitted against Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin's journey is not without its hurdles. Its potential as a reliable store of value is under scrutiny, given its price volatility, regulatory challenges, security vulnerabilities, and links to illicit activities. The debate continues on whether Bitcoin can surmount these obstacles, secure widespread trust, and redefine its role in the global financial ecosystem. The narrative of Bitcoin's ascent and the questions it poses about the future of money are unfolding in real time, with the world watching closely to see if this digital currency can truly cement its place in the financial system. In an era where digital currencies are reshaping financial transactions worldwide, a pressing concern emerges from Capitol Hill. U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Roger Marshall have spotlighted the dark side of this digital revolution, revealing how countries like Russia, Iran, and North Korea are leveraging digital currencies such as Tether to sidestep international sanctions. This move not only challenges global financial norms, but also poses significant threats to national and international security. The senators' alarm is rooted in specific incidents, including Russia's use of Tether to obtain technology that supports military actions in Ukraine, effectively bypassing sanctions. Furthermore, accusations have surfaced against North Korea for pilfering billions in crypto assets to bolster its nuclear ambitions, while Iran is alleged to have used digital currencies to fund terrorist organizations. These instances underscore a broader issue: the potential for digital assets to undermine the effectiveness of international sanctions. In response, the lawmakers are calling for a comprehensive briefing on the steps being taken to address these risks. They highlight the urgency of developing additional legislative and regulatory tools to combat the misuse of cryptocurrencies in evading sanctions and threatening national security. Their concerns echo the Treasury's prior requests for enhanced authority to regulate crypto exchanges and curb the illicit use of digital currencies. Senator Warren, a vocal advocate for stringent crypto regulations, has proposed the Digital Asset Anti-Money Laundering Act, aiming to tighten the reins on the crypto industry. Meanwhile, Tether, a focal point of these concerns, has stated its commitment to freezing sanctioned crypto wallet addresses, although it has not directly responded to the lawmakers' recent inquiries. This unfolding scenario underscores the complex interplay between innovation and regulation in the digital age, highlighting the need for vigilant oversight to ensure that the advancements in digital currencies do not become a tool for malign actors to challenge international peace and security. In a move that underscores the growing regulatory divide between the United States and Europe, two prominent cryptocurrency wallet providers, ACINQ and ZKSNACKS, are exiting the U.S. market. This decision highlights the intensifying challenges and uncertainties surrounding the cryptocurrency regulatory environment in the U.S., especially concerning self-custody wallets and Lightning nodes. ACINQ, the French company behind the Phoenix wallet, and ZKSNACKS, the provider of Wasabi Wallet, have both announced they will cease operations in the United States. This drastic step comes in response to fears that U.S. authorities might classify Lightning nodes and self-custody wallets as money service businesses, MSBs. Facing increased legal pressure, ACINQ has decided to remove its Phoenix wallet from U.S. app stores, while ZKSNACKS has taken measures to block U.S. IP addresses from accessing its website. The backdrop to these decisions includes recent aggressive regulatory actions in the U.S., such as legal threats against ConsenSys, the team behind MetaMask, and the arrest of the founders of Samurai Wallet over allegations of money laundering. These actions signal a tightening grip on the cryptocurrency sector, with a particular focus on self-custody wallets. Contrastingly, Europe appears to be taking a more lenient approach towards the regulation of self-custody cryptocurrency wallets. A new bill in Europe is setting a precedent by clarifying that companies developing software for non-custodial wallets will not be directly impacted, provided they do not hold user assets. This divergence in regulatory attitudes underscores a significant shift, potentially influencing the future landscape of cryptocurrency services across these regions. As the U.S. tightens its regulatory stance and Europe moves towards more accommodating regulations, the impact on the global distribution and use of cryptocurrency services is becoming increasingly pronounced. This regulatory divergence could lead to a reshaping of the cryptocurrency industry, with service providers and users alike seeking more favorable environments. As decentralized finance, or DeFi, stages a powerful comeback, mirroring the explosive growth of the 2021 DeFi summer, the spotlight turns once again to the burgeoning risks shadowing this rapid expansion. This resurgence is not without its challenges, as the scale, complexity, and interconnectivity inherent in DeFi's evolution bring about heightened concerns over its sustainability and safety. Jesus Rodriguez, the CEO of Into the Block, pinpoints the crux of the issue, identifying scale, complexity, and interconnectivity as three pivotal factors that exacerbate the risk landscape in DeFi. As protocols expand, enabling more sophisticated financial operations and becoming more intertwined, traditional risk models falter in their ability to adapt and mitigate these emerging threats. The primary risks confronting modern DeFi, its vast scale, swift development pace, intricate financial primitives, and the dense network of interconnected protocols, highlight the sector's shift from facing predominantly technical risks, such as hacks, to grappling with complex economic risks. Protocols like Athena and EigenLayer exemplify the challenges of scaling risk and insurance models to keep pace with DeFi's rapid growth. The intricate nature of protocols such as Pendle and Gearbox, coupled with the swift rise of platforms like EigenLayer, further complicates the risk scenario, underscoring the industry's urgent need for advanced risk assessment and management strategies. However, with only a handful of companies actively working on risk solutions in DeFi, the sector is racing against time to evolve its risk management frameworks to match its fast-changing landscape. This transition from technical to economic risk underscores the critical need for innovation in risk assessment and mitigation strategies within DeFi, as the ecosystem continues to grow in complexity and interconnectivity. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.